Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Wide open Wednesday. Mike O'Mara Show. Lines locked and loaded. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We got a full complement of calls. The people are ready to talk today. And let's see where they're going to go today. Glenn, Johns Hopkins University. You're calling from the campus?
Yeah, I am. I was the person who called from Myanmar, Burma.
You're back. Hey. How was flight school?
It was good. Right. The odd thing, and I hate to bring up a sore subject, is that I was in Japan the same time that Pony was supposed to arrive in Japan.
How about that?
What's your take?
Can you offer any insight on the controversy?
Yes, absolutely. I have epilepsy. I have epilepsy, and I travel with Class C drugs wherever I go around the world.
Okay.
So they're in a plastic bag in my backpack, and I have never, ever once been asked about them. Mm. And I think he could have made it in, without any worries. I went out. I went out in Japan from the airport, so they never asked me about them.
I'll be honest with you, Glenn. I understand what you're saying, and I think that's terrific. You're a world traveler. You've done it. I think what I said on the show last week, and I said this to Pony, it's funny how so many people forgot it. The fact that I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. No. I wouldn't have gone. If I thought there was even a slight chance of me being detained and, when you're busted for drugs over there, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have gone over there. I wouldn't have had the guts to take the chance. I mean, not just for a little pleasure trip. It's frustrating because the laws over there don't recognize that some of these medications for people, in Pony's case, are something he's been doing since he was a kid,
right.
And he needs them. I just wouldn't have had the guy. I believe you 100%, Glenn, that they probably wouldn't check, but it would make me nervous.
I think what I'm taking away from this, and I think everybody wins here, is that we've gotten some clarification. Like, it was a roll of the dice, and why risk and why gamble if you don't have to?
A risk return type situation.
Yeah, and look, if Pony would have gone to Japan and he would have been incarcerated for a month, that would have been great content for the show. But it was also great content for the show when we discussed it on air. Mm-hmm. So either way, we won.
Oscar, still, the bag is full, the soul is full of gadgets. Yeah. Glenn, thank you for the call.
Pony, would your one phone call have been Wednesday morning to us?
Absolutely.
I think that's
great. Can you imagine the headlines? Podcast producer incarcerated in Japan. Oh, it would have been great press.
And a subheadline, disappoints.
Yes.
Glenn, I know you've moved on, but Glenn, I will tell you, and I've moved on as well, but thank you for that. I'm glad people are talking about that. That's what we want to do on Wide Open Wednesday. We want to cover these subjects. Louis from Heidi, Germany? Louis, what part of Germany are you calling from?
Louis is Heidi, Germany is about an hour and 20 minutes north of Hamburg.
Love the international calls. And it's afternoon in Germany. Very nice to hear your voice, Luis. How are you?
I'm very good. Excited to hear you guys' voice. You guys have gotten me through so much just in life, since I started listening to you back in the late 90s. And it's kind of cool to be able to call you guys from, Timbuktu or whatever the hell I am this week.
Are you from America or are you visiting Germany? What's your situation?
I am. I live and work. I live in Pennsylvania, just outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I am here for work just for the week. We'll be traveling back home on Friday. And my plan is I'm scheduled to be in Taiwan in about 3 weeks, just for the week. And my plan is to get up in the middle of the night and call you guys again.
That's cool. Awesome. Luis. And you're enjoying your time over in Germany?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm hoping that I'm not. I just took the job on last week. I just started last week. I hope I'm not getting fired because I actually walked out of my boss's office to go outside just to make the phone call to you.
Oh,
guys.
Get back in there. Get back in there. We don't want, you know, you make an international call, it's expensive, and go back in and don't make your boss mad.
Mike, see if you can find a call from Italy.
It would have been great for the show if he was incarcerated.
If we could find a call from Italy, we could actually have the entire Axis powers represented. Because we've done Japan and Germany.
We've done Japan and Germany. That's fantastic. Let's go to Renee is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Renee, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi.
We're great.
Wonderful. We are wonderful, wonderful.
I don't know if you guys remember me. I've met you guys a few times at the meet and greets here in Vegas. And I know that... Rob and Mike at least reached out to me when my husband passed away. My husband, Bob, was a huge fan. Aww. Like 20
I remember you. Yeah, I remember you, sweetie. I remember you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. That's actually what I was calling. I've been wanting to call you guys forever, and I've just been in a really bad place, kind of depressed, kind of dealing with everything. You guys are my constant. You're what I still listen to every night when I go to sleep, what I wake up to listening to in the morning. You guys have always been there for me. And have just been really awesome. And I'm starting to kind of pull out of it and be okay. It's been almost 3 years since he died. And I'm just super looking forward to you guys coming in the fall and planning on going. And I just want to let you know, I know that there's a lot of controversy here and there and everywhere with everything you guys do. But you guys are amazing and you love each other and you love us and you're awesome. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, you know what, Renee, it's very depressing with you, what you've gone through. Obviously, it can throw you for a loop, but, you know, I don't want to try to tump you, but I've got to come in every day and look at these guys. Let me tell you about real depression. Let me tell you about what real depression is. It's just looking across at Rob Spiewak, who's, you know, puts on a live show for the interns in the morning and then doesn't have the board turned up the right way. That's real depression. That's real. That is real depression, Renee. I will tell you. You know what, Renee, when we do the Vegas show, and I mean this, and I hope the guys remember this, we'll put you on a backstage list so you can come back with us before we start the show and say hello. Can we
like
do that for you?
Oh, absolutely. My gosh, that would be amazing.
You will do that. I promise you. And I'm glad that you are spinning out of that. And God bless you for nobody should have to go through what you went through. Mm-hmm. And hang in there. OK, we love you.
I love you, too.
OK, take care. Bye bye. Let's go to every week. Concord, California. Every week. This guy calls. Hello, Rick. How are you?
This guy.
Good morning.
Planes and grapes on my way to the factory.
I love it.
How are you, Rick?
I'm doing great. Nickname Rick. Nickname Rick. Word of the week: persistence.
There he goes. All right. Oh my God. Let's go to Heather, who is in Central California. Heather, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Hello, interns.
Oh, very sweet.
Hi, how nice.
Hello. Look, they're all
who's on deck? Who do we have on deck? We have
Maddie and Emily.
Maddie and Emily are both here today. Hi, Maddie. Hi, Emily.
Good morning.
Hello.
Adrian is writing the phones, too. So,
who is?
Adrian.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yes.
Who would he be?
Yeah, well.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just.
Exactly, Mike. A question I ask every day.
Mr. Yantas Usadas.
Heather, what can we do for you? By the way, we got some open lines, so call us right now. 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. We didn't do the usual Rob Spiewak Facebook notification. We don't want to have to do that, but we will if we have to.
If we have to.
Heather, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say good morning. I'm getting ready for another day at Shawshank and, you know, man stink and face.
I like our regular callers that call from prison, you know, and have you had any new meat come into the prison, Heather?
Oh,
any new ruffians coming in there?
Oh, 140 last week.
Oh,
wow. Business is booming.
Man. Wow, that's incredible. You know, the prison with 140 people, did they beat up the fat guy? I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
Not usually, no.
All I know is Heather went to her job at the Central Prison in Central California. You know, there was a particular screw, a guard, a hack that I had a fantastic relationship with. Her name was Heather. She was a wonderful lady. I enjoy it all the time. Heather, you are a guard there, right? Isn't that what you do? You're a guard?
No, I'm a psychologist.
Oh, even better. Oh, even better. Okay. Even better.
Yeah. I remember I was having some problems. I was having some mental problems.
Oh,
like
dear.
All the prisoners were. I went to see this beautiful psychologist named Heather. I proposed marriage. She said no. So I went back to my cell, called Andy Dufresne, and he came in to me, and we made love under the Raquel Welch poster.
Oh, yes.
It was a wonderful time. And then he tunneled out through 300 yards of filth, disgusting. Heather, thank you for calling, and have a wonderful job. Yes, go ahead. What?
I wanted to give Pony some love.
Oh, thank you.
He hasn't had enough of that.
He doesn't need some more. You know, Heather, psychologist, you listen to the show. You know who needs the LUV? Yours truly right here. I'm the one that's been taking the beating for a week and a half.
No, I know, but he said something during one of your news stories a couple weeks ago that made me spit coffee out.
Sorry. Well, share his little lucky under-the-breath comment.
Yes.
It was a story about two people. I don't remember what they were doing, but he said he spurted out, "Kill them with fire."
It was the twins. Yeah.
See, I'm glad you point that out because Pony has those little asides that can be extraordinarily hateful, and I think they're very fun.
I think since he's quit smoking, he's been more hateful.
This is probably very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Heather, thank you very much for calling. Love you too.
Love you
long time. Let us go to, let's see, Mary. I'm sorry, I'm calling from his wife's phone. Tim from Iowa City, home of Steve Bridges and KCJJ, where Steve starts his 24th year. On the air, 24 years.
24 years at KCJJ.
At KCJJ, 300 years on above ground.
Exactly.
Tim, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
I got some love for you, Mike.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, I just wanted to say that it was good to hear Dennis Murphy on the show yesterday.
Was Dennis Murphy on the show?
This is shit.
Oh, that was Lou Holtz. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Too soon.
Man.
Almost. They can't all be winners.
Oh, the audience is turned on you, Tim. Audience is turned.
Did you want Pony to go to Japan, too?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to say it was exciting to hear on today's show, cancer.
Yes. No, you know what? He's not. Tim?
Tim's a good man.
I have news for you. They're all coming back. All the Iowans are coming back to you, like in the next week or two after Easter. The mass exodus. You are going to see the population of the state of Iowa go up with blue hairs about 75%.
Wow.
They're all coming back from Florida. They're all coming back to you,
great.
Tim. So enjoy. That's wonderful. Yeah. I know you don't have a funny line for that. Let's go to
hit the lumberyard.
Is it Kiko or Keiko from New Mexico?
Keiko.
Keiko, how are you, Keiko? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Wide Open Wednesday.
Thank you. I'm so excited. And thank you so much for you guys. You guys are so funny.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
I like the way you sound, Keiko, and I like that name.
Very happy.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing now, Keiko?
I'm on my way to work.
And where do you work, Keiko?
I work in the health care.
Nice.
Oh, you work in the healthcare.
Yes.
That's good. Can you tell us, are you a nurse, Keiko?
No, I'm just a person.
Huh? Well, you're just a person. That's okay.
It takes everybody to make that a wheel move, Mike.
Yes, that's right. It takes a village. Keiko, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to call in and tell Pony I'm sorry. I'm from Japan, so... sorry you didn't get to see my country.
We're sorry too. Thank you for calling and reaffirming the fact that he could have gone.
Thank you very much, Keiko. And how are you enjoying the show?
Oh, I love you guys. I really do.
A lot of love. We love
I like
you.
That. So sweet.
We love you too. And Keiko, yes, go ahead.
Oh, my 12-year-old daughter always said your opening. My comedy show thing.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Talk about that when you go to healthcare today.
That's true. Yes, okay. Share it with all your healthcare workers. Let everybody know about the Mike O'Mara Show. Mm-hmm. Share, Keiko. We appreciate it. And that's wonderful. A lot of love today.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's about to stop. Dirk from Spokane, Washington. yes, Dirk. Dirk.
Well, the love's about to stop? No. I wanted to call in because, of course, there's a big milestone coming up on Friday. Oscar, number 40 coming up.
Ah, yeah, Dirk, you care, you remember.
Oh, Dirk, are you talking about Oscar's birthday?
Yes, Mike, that's exactly what I'm talking about this time.
That's one I forgot. Dirk remembered and I forgot that you're going to be 40.
40!
The big 4-0. So I can't say that I've got one guy in his 30s, one in his 40s, and me in my 50s.
You got Pony.
Yeah.
That counts.
And we got the 20s.
Yeah. And, you know, Pony with the, you know, the controversy last week is actually more of a presence on the show. You're seeing like pictures of him.
Yes.
And, you know, he's just there. That's right. you gin up that hate against Mike O'Mara and they'll put your picture right on the big poster. They'll do it like that. Dirk, that's very nice of you for remembering Oscar's 40th. We should probably do something. Is it Friday?
It's Friday. I'm going to buy him a yellow Red Bull.
I got to buy him something. It's, you know, his 40th.
We're not doing gifts anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
I'll write something or I'll put pen to paper.
Oh, I love when you do that.
I'll
That's
have a
good.
Presentation for Oscar Santana.
Yeah, I would like some sort of, you know, what you did for Rob was sweet, but I want it to be longer and better.
I'll put
just what Shannon said.
Yes,
I've got till Friday. I'll do that. So Dirk, let me ask you this, Dirk: the major controversy on the fan club last week, of which now you are a major part,
yes,
and very involved. What is your take now? Have things calmed a little bit? Has the hatred for me subsided after the Pony controversy?
Well, I believe the storm has started to come down to a level where it's now just a little wind blowing through.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
it dissipated.
Wonderful. That's good. That's good.
And don't you feel like this was an excuse just to attack Mike for all the great he's done over the years?
You, yes, thank you very
like this
much.
This was just one scab that these a-holes said, well, nobody can judge me for saying this. Yes, I'm talking to you. You know who you are.
Yeah, yeah, they're just waiting. They were lying in wait.
And yes.
Because it's such a negative, it's
and
such
Mike
a toxic environment.
You,
toxic environment, ugly feelings under the surface at all times. At
that's
all
right.
times, they linger. And
I agree.
It cracks open and boom, tsunami.
That said, water under the bridge.
Yes,
we've moved.
What say you, Dirk Bastrick?
I think that you nailed it. I think the very next day, Mike, when you said if I hadn't addressed this head on, this probably would have been something totally different. Everybody would have blown up. You took it off. You made sure that everybody knew that everybody cared, and that changed the way the wind was going to blow anyway.
Yeah, and I also apologize to Pony and to his mom because I know how it felt. But I think you're right. I think if we had said nothing and just come in here and say, hey, he can't take his meds into Japan, and we've moved on, we thought, Oscar and I kind of thought it would have been, it would have grown hair, too.
Then it allows people to speculate. Like, we did, like, we're punishing him, or we made him not go, or we didn't trust Diego, which was true, but we were still going to let him go. There was all these, there were 10 different tentacles that could have happened in a negative manner, rather face it head on and deal with what we dealt with.
Honestly.
Dirk, I would like to linger, but we do have to move on because it's time for people to work on their stock portfolios.
Oh, boy.
With the market bouncing back, we have to do that.
Sure. Have a great day
Friday.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you, Dirk.
Using
Let's go to
appreciate it.
Mo from Woodbridge, and the stock tip of the day. Mohammed, take it away.
Dropbox DBX.
Dropbox.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
Woo! Thank you, Mohammed. I appreciate that. By the way, the market went up quite a bit yesterday.
Solid.
Solid
pick.
Yeah, wonderful pick. Thank you very much.
I wonder if he looks at what's trending today, and he just says,
Facebook drives his stock pick.
I always get excited when I see Ben from Portland, Maine, because I'm wondering if it's my
could be
my nephew Ben. Let's say Ben from Portland, Maine. Hello, Ben.
Sorry to disappoint you, Mike. This is
that's okay.
Easy.
That's okay, Ben. That's all right. I you know, that's a. And by the way, my nephew Ben, unofficial nephew. He's more like a cousin than a nephew.
Sure.
He's my cousin's kid. I call him my nephew. He's in California anyway. So Ben from Portland, beautiful city. Rough winter in Portland. What can we do for you?
Really rough winter. Absolutely. I wanted to say, do use Dropbox. I agree with Mo. Great tip. but I wanted to ask you, I'm from MDI originally. I grew up in Southwest Harbor.
That's Mount Desert Island, people. For those of you that don't know, that's Mount Desert Island, one of a beautiful, beautiful place right up in the middle of Acadia National Park.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm also a golfer, and right about this time of year, I know you love the Masters.
Yes.
And, you know, so it's kind of like start thinking about playing golf, even though we still have half a foot of snow on the ground up here. I'm wondering, in your time in Maine, have you ever played at my favorite place, Kibo Valley?
I have played at Kibo a long time ago.
How do you
play
spell
there
it?
Again?
Kibo.
K-E-B-O. Kibo Valley.
Kibo, okay.
It's in just outside of Bar Harbor. And, you know, I don't know how it is now, whether they've kept it up or whether it's still in good shape. But that's what, you know, listen, Ben, I am looking to play a lot of golf when I get up to the Great White North. And, you know, it's challenging to find great court courses.
Do you think it will look as good as the course by your house in Florida?
Oh, anything will look good. The poison wasteland.
I can tell you, I grew up playing there, and they have kept it up. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I would like to invite you to play a round of golf.
Oh, that's nice. Man-on-man action.
All right. You know what? Write Ben's number down. And Ben, I will reach out to you because I would love to play golf with somebody up there. There are a couple of places around that I, you know, and I'd love to find some golfing.
What do you look like
there? what do you look
tall?
Like?
He likes them tall.
He does like tall.
How old are you, Ben?
40.
Yeah, 40's perfect.
Nice sweet 40's spot. Perfect. You're young. That's,
yeah,
agile.
Yeah, absolutely.
A young 40.
To him.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's what Ben. Make sure get his digits and.
Got it.
Hey Ben, you know the best way. Do you follow me on Facebook?
I've tried to, but I'm under an assumed name.
Oh,
even better.
Now you're so scary.
Even better.
I'm one of those guys.
Mystery.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I do Oscar, follow you on Twitter. I do follow you on Twitter.
We're going to have to extreme vet you, sir.
We're going to vet you, but that's fine.
Expect a call from one of our associates.
But thank you. Yes.
Here's the vetting info for you. I'm the guy that gave you all the beer to go up to your camp a couple years ago.
I remember this guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought I recognized the name.
Yeah.
Ben, we reach out to me in any way you can, and we will try to contact each other and play around the golf. And Schnurp chat. We will try to play around the golf this summer, all right, my friend?
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate that. You sound normal. I'll do that.
He was a nice guy.
To,
you asked for friends.
I'm lonely up there.
Yeah,
I'm lonely.
Are.
I need golfers up there. Alan from New Jersey, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Alan. Then we got a break because we are up on
God. Diego needs to get smacked upside the head because I told him three times to say it's Alan Wenzel. We'll know who it is.
But Alan Wenzel. Alan, are you calling? Are you calling in the back of a station wagon or are you on Bluetooth?
Does it sound bad? No, I'm not.
It sounds horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible, Bill. Alan.
It's horrible, Alan.
All right.
Pull over.
Yep.
Call us back.
Find a payphone, Alan.
Find a payphone, Alan. We got to take a break. Alan, I swear to God, we can't hear you. Call back. I apologize. We'll take. You know what we do now? We start the show, don't we?
Yes.
Oh my
sorry.
God. That's Alan Wenzel, my college, pal, and now he's more of a pal of Rob's. That's the way
weird.
It goes. Once they get to know me, start the show, Rob. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Double bourbon, will you? Quick, huh?
Okay. What's yours?
I was just thinking, it's been so long since I...
Look, mister, I'm standing here waiting for you to make up your mind.
That's a good man. I was just thinking of a flaming rum punch. No, it's not cold enough for that. Not nearly cold enough. Wait a minute.
I got it.
Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Oh, wait, give me light and be lively.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my lip for a convincer?
What's he talking about?
Oh, Nick. Nick. Just give him the same as mine. He's okay. You worry me, you know. You got some place to sleep?
Nope.
You don't, huh? Well, you got any money?
No.
No wonder you jumped in the river.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Uh-oh. Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
How old are you anyway, Clarence?
293. Next May.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Look, Nick, what's wrong?
No, that's another thing. Where do you come off calling me Nick?
Well, Nick, that's your name.
It's right. The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast with listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now.
Dirk.
How's your chest cold? The show today brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Pay attention. You need to hear this. It is a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now.
Leave Britney alone now.
Right now. I mean
right
it.
Right now.
No, listen. You got to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or pay off debt before rates go up further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial play and get it done for you. So you save money, you see. Plus, Cornerstone is still saluting our real-life heroes from the Hometown Heroes program. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, veterans, the good guys. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So if you're a hero buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com, and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they are licensed in. Plus, you'll get a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is huge for you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. It is Wide Open Wednesday. We're getting ready to wrap it up here. Take a couple of more calls before we say goodbye to the phones today. John from Wichita, Kansas, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning from wonderful Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, it is wonderful. I've been to your fine city. What a special place it was. I believe it was 108 degrees in the shade.
I remember you were interviewed by a television reporter, and they said, what's your favorite thing about Wichita, Mike? And you said, the people.
The people. The people. Yes. I love the people of Wichita, and I like the planes that you still manufacture there.
Yes. I was actually being sarcastic. This place sucks.
Yes!
But I do agree. Yes! The people are great. I love everything about it, but the weather is horrible here.
Yeah, but it is nasty.
I was laying in bed, sound asleep, and your push notification woke me up.
Sorry.
So I thought I'd use my morning breath to give you a call.
It's delightful.
Thank you, sir.
That's terrific.
All right.
Go ahead.
I got a question.
All right.
Let's say there was a way for you guys to get brand new content to all your listeners. And it's the kind of content that you can monetize. And to say that magically you do this without taking up any more of your free time. Is that something that you would think is appealing?
Sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Sounds like an Instagram
post. Are you pitching us on something, John? Are you pitching us?
Well,
are they supplements,
appealing,
energy drinks? What are you selling?
Skincare? I'm just trying to say, hey, Todd Moore, throw me a bone, please. Todd Moore. Oscar Santana, throw me a bone.
Throw you a bone.
Bye.
Are you a Nigerian prince?
Why don't you message me? Oscar at MikeOMaraShow.com.
He just hung up. Yeah. He just hung up.
He's off on another adventure.
What bone?
The bone may be from Todd's soup.
bone broth?
Yeah, that's what he wants.
A bunch of Tiamat soup?
Tiamat soup?
I'm
that?
Sure. Really weird.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry, Senator.
I don't understand. Why did he hang up, though?
Wasn't he
in the middle of... Was he too nervous with his pitch?
No, I think he's a bad sales guy. Because he got to the crux of it, and then he bailed.
No, we called him out.
Oops. Oh. We called him out on it.
Where he was going, we're like, this is like an elevator pitch.
Yeah.
How are you going to change my life with skincare?
Tony from Atlanta, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Guten Tag, boys.
Hi.
Guten Tag, Tony. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to thank you for making my 4-hour commute every day bearable. I listen to the bonus shows every day, and it keeps me from going to jail.
Please, for the love of God, tell me that's 2 hours one and 2 hours the other, not 4 hours both ways.
Yes, sir. 2 hours each way.
Oh, God. Yuck. That's horrible. That is so. And Atlanta's one of those cities, just like D.C., mm-hmm. California, everything like that. It's nasty. And I never got used to it when I was in D.C.
Have you tried? There's a great shortcut, sir. Have you tried turning onto Peach Street?
In Atlanta.
Well, you guys do make it bearable, and I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is there anything else we can do for you?
I do have one request.
Yes.
Can Oscar get his own alarm for every time he says the word essentially?
We've covered this, sir. I have a verbal crutch as well. Can you go? Off.
What about the? What
I'm not having it.
The
today,
fact
sir.
Is, there, I just said it for no reason.
Essentially, you're a dick.
Let me see. By the way, we go to Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and we are saying hi. This man is identified as. How you doing? Let's go to Lake Tahoe. Hello.
How you doing?
That's the guy. That's the real one.
This is horrible, though.
This is the guy. This guy from like going way, way back,
like 20 years.
We're doing great. How you doing, guy? How are you doing today? Is there anything we can? Is there anything we can do for you? Is there any particular reason you called?
I did.
I just want to know. It might not be the same guy.
No, you know what? Even if it is, 20 years is. They haven't been 20 years of clean living because his response is a little slow.
How you doing?
Hey, did you see the Stormy Daniels interview on 60 Minutes Sunday night? What do you think of that?
How you doing?
Man, oh man.
Are you going to delete your Facebook, sir?
How you doing?
Are you looking forward to the Easter holiday?
Done.
Or maybe you're more of a Passover guy.
How you doing?
Okay, he's done. Thank you very much. Now we, Alan Wenzel has found a connection, and he's calling us back. Alan, did you find a proper phone connection?
Can you hear me now? Does this sound good?
Better.
It does.
Better.
It does.
It's better. Are you still using a flip phone?
Do you have a jitterbug, Alan?
You know, the last two people to switch phones were me and Tony Perkins.
It's an AU thing.
Rob, take it from here.
Yeah, this is your friend now.
Alan, how you been?
Hey, listen, Rob. Listen, I called, of course, just to talk to Mike. But as long as you're on the line,
right?
Do you want me to mail the Taylor Swift tickets, or are we just tailgating them?
Leave them at Will Call. And by the way, excellent salad thread on Facebook this week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
My daughter was literally mad at me over that. I don't know why.
Now the way it worked is your daughter or your daughter's friend. Somebody was vegan, and you reached out to my wife for a recipe, a good salad recipe, and Carla gave you one, right?
No, that's actually a different thing. The salad thread, which is probably what's going to save Facebook, was earlier. But my daughter in college brought her roommate home. She's vegan. I reached out to your wonderful wife, who gave me a great recipe, which everybody loved. So I'm not encouraging all of your listeners to contact her for that by any means. Please don't get me wrong.
Okay. Now that we have you on the line, Alan, I'd have to ask you, so how thrilling, Mr. Philadelphia, was it for you when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? How great was that?
It was a lot of fun. Listen, I had a choice. All my white trash buddies, of course, were getting together to watch the game together. But I had promised my daughters that if the Eagle, you know, back when I thought they were going to be 8-8 and out of the playoffs, I promised my daughters that if the Eagles made it to the Super Bowl, they could have all their friends over. We'd have a party at our house. Turned out great. They brought all their friends over. We had a blast.
I love
it. And it was a lot of fun. So, and then we went to the parade.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you, Alan. Get a better
phone. And good for him for using the Philadelphia pronunciation. We went to the parade.
The parade. There you go. Philly.
Philly, what's it to you?
Joel from Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hi, Mike. Hi, Rob. Hi, Oscar.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Joel. What can we do for you?
Wow.
Hey, I have to say, I cringed through a lot of last week. For personal and professional and Mike O'Mara reasons. By the way, I'm the campaign manager for Vanjie Williams, and I'd like to announce she is on the June 12th ballot, and she's in the number one position. We were the first to file. So
congratulations.
Well done.
Always nice to have political people getting involved with the show.
Rock the vote.
I'm sorry that I made you cringe last week, but we're all still here.
That's I'm sure you and Angie fight like that off air all the time.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really, but it wasn't you guys that made me cringe. It was, no, hey, Oscar, you can never do wrong in my eyes.
Oh, boy. Hey, there you go. Yeah. All right, I like that.
Sounds like you're on his ballot.
Damn right, number one position.
Oh.
Anyway, no, what made me cringe was the fan club. Can I just tell people that... take a deep breath. There's other problems in the world, and maybe not pull out the knife so easily and readily. Maybe we're just all human beings. Maybe mistakes happen, and maybe we don't have to bitch and criticize at everybody.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's good message. Here.
Yeah, message.
Words of unity.
I like that. God, essentially. God bless you, sir. I appreciate that. That's the way I like it. David, Silver Spring, Maryland. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good day.
Hi, it's David Smolar calling from Silver Spring. How are you, gentlemen?
Hi, David.
I just wanted to wish all of you, while I still have the chance, a very happy, merry Passover season, which will begin on Friday night. And I know that Rob is excited because it's an 8-day holiday, so he's still choosing which of the 8 days he will celebrate.
Yeah, I'm looking at David. Tuesday, David. Looking at Tuesday. Yeah.
David, on behalf of the...
I'll pencil you in. I wanted to share with you that there's a modern tradition... a traditional greeting that people give each other on the Passover holiday. And
I know it. Hold on, David. I know what it is. I know it. Can I share
okay,
it with
go
you?
Go ahead.
I know. Melech mi shmit nashmelech menish me. Shmachl mil shminish me not mishdish mashta.
That's it. But you need to be holding the fish up in the air when you do it.
Oh, sorry about that.
Really give me a sec.
I always get the right. No, I was kidding. Give us your regular greeting. Go in Yiddish, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's very simple. In fact, Rob probably already knows it. I'll give you the reader line, and you guys can give me the traditional response. Okay.
Okay.
The reader, and it, I don't know if it translates very well. I'll try to do the English version. The reader line is, "We love you, DJ Batman."
All right.
Yeah, boy.
All right, get out of here, Smolar. Happy Passover. Let's take one last call, Kian from Middletown, Virginia. Kian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good bud, egg.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have a question for Rob.
Okay.
I am going to King's Dominion for the first time on Friday, and I'm looking for advice.
All right.
I moved here from Oklahoma City, and I've listened to you guys so long, and I know you are a big fan of King's Dominion.
Yes.
And thus, I bought myself and the kids season passes. So we're going kind of an exploratory mission to see what King's Dominion holds.
Okay, this is going to be sort of advice. This is going to be some
this
silly
is your
advice.
Boy here.
This is your wheelhouse.
Is when
your
you go in, get there early because the crowds will pick up as the day goes on.
Rob gets there when they open. Rob gets there before they open.
And when you go in, you're going to feel like you want to go counterclockwise. You're going to want to feel like you go down to the end of International Street and hang a right and go down to Old Virginia. Everybody does that. Go the other direction, and you'll
go clockwise.
Yeah, go clockwise. You'll actually
that's
do better.
That's the number one piece of advice.
Don't miss the turkey leg in Old Virginia. It's the best snack there. Also,
and can I offer mine to
please,
him?
Please, yeah.
And your name is Kian. Kian, if you're going to spew into this.
That's, of course, key. Very key. Don't forget, with a season ticket, though, you also get 10% off all food and merchandise.
Right.
Rob, you're the best.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you very much.
Hey, have
very
you
wise.
Thought of writing a book about King's Dominion?
I actually own a book about King's Dominion, and I got mad when I read it because I thought it was so badly done.
Kian,
I
have should a good write time. A book. Yeah, yeah. Have a good
KD
time.
We
have
for to take me, another break. For life.
Kian, yeah. And I don't know. It's just I'm seeing Kian visiting the park, and I'm seeing a shortage of funnel cakes for some reason. I don't know why. We will take
a
break.
We're out of batter.
We don't have any more batter. Not on this roller coaster, Kian. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hello there. I'm Bunny. Easter is my favorite time of the year. The weather is getting warmer, and spring is busting out all over, if you know what I mean. How do I treat my peeps this time of year? It's with a TMOS bonus show subscription. One click on the bonus show banner at MikeOmaraShow.com allows me to send the funny right to their inbox. I could also print a gift certificate and stuff it in an egg and give it to them in person. So, don't be a tick or a leech. They're gross and totally not sexy. Click that banner in a furious manner and give a bonus show subscription today. Happy Easter.
Hey, I like that. I got kind of captivated.
Sexy, right?
Yeah. Wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. You don't need to be an expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you money, especially when the average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with fixed interest rates as low as 5.49% APR with autopay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, it's entirely online. You see your interest rates before you apply. That's a great way to do it. Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, and it's backed by the Rate Beat program. Lightstream will beat any qualifying interest rate presented by any other lender. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners to get good credit, the only rate for listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate included. 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans, same day funding, and rate beat program. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Wonderful little wide open Wednesday. Nice little applause for the callers. Oscar, you wanted to say something?
You know, sometimes a candle can burn bright. And I was white hot when Tony from Atlanta accused me of my verbal crutch. He was absolutely right. I would like to apologize for telling him to F off and let's part as friends. I just wanted to circle back.
Yeah, that was weighing on your mind.
He seemed like a really nice guy. He said some really nice words before he attacked me. Kind of set me up. Took me, just by surprise that he would attack me after so many nice words. But I'll say this, that man has written to the show multiple times, and he is a fan, so I shall not disparage him.
So you did a deep dive on him even during the commercial break where you were finding out
what was going on. I like to extreme vet people that attack me afterwards. Mm-hmm. That is my the way I operate.
That's like our Goss word of the day. Goss's garage word of the day today is extreme vet.
Yes.
Extreme
vetting. Use it twice.
Yeah, we're going to use it a lot.
He is essentially a good guy.
Yeah, essentially. Well, the fact is he listens to the show.
Listen, we didn't talk about our brackets, my little guy's brackets. For those of you that have had your head in the sand, let me make it real clear that we do have the final four now, which is really, really, really exciting. I couldn't be more excited. I don't see anybody in Michael. He picked Butler.
Yes.
Duke, Gonzaga, and Virginia. None of them have gone to
Duke
the final four.
Duke got very close. Very close. Yeah.
By the way, if you're not a basketball fan and you want to know the Final Four, Faber, Harrison University, South Central Louisiana State, and Grand Lakes University. All those are, I'll give that to you one more
Please
time.
Do.
It's Faber, Harrison, South Central Louisiana State, and Grand Lakes. That's it.
You know, I haven't made a big deal of this, but my bracket that I submitted to CBS Sports is perfect. So I'll probably win $1 million.
No problem.
That's exciting. Yeah. That's exciting.
Well, sports is my life.
Would you care to know? Now, Faber's the obvious one, right?
Right.
There. Faber is Animal House. How about Harrison University? Can you name the movie?
Harrison University? Is that Back to School?
That's Old School.
Old School. Okay. I'm
old
sorry.
School.
Nice poll.
Yeah.
South Central Louisiana State.
Waterboy.
You got to be the Waterboy,
right?
Ready to
go, Waterboy. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Billy Boucher. And, Bobby Boucher.
Grand Lakes University.
Grand Lakes. Mmm. Damn it. I should know. It's tip of my tongue. Tip of my tongue. I don't know.
Can we have a hint?
You said it before.
Oh, we did? Is it back to school?
It's back to school. Rodney, Rodney Dangerfield at Grand Lakes University.
Thank you, Dean Martin.
His Longfellow.
This many movies had fictitious universities.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Dean Martin, remember?
Hey, thank you, Dean Martin. Yeah. But also remember Emil Faber.
Emil Faber, knowledge is good on the statue.
When I was younger, I would be obsessed if I recognized the campus, whether it was University of Maryland or campus in Baltimore, John Hopkins or anything like that.
Johns Hopkins.
And I would look at where they filmed it. This is when you had like web crawler, because I'd see the movie and I'd say, oh, that looks like the fraternity row. For St. Elmo's Fire, right? Did they actually film it here?
Yeah, oh, it's very cool when you recognize
when they do Georgetown University, like that looks like the main building at Georgetown University. And you'd like to see how and where they filmed on location, because a lot of films have been here.
Yeah, it's
funny. With movies, you can drive yourself crazy if they do location shooting.
Yeah.
Because they will, 6 weeks later, they'll shoot somewhere else. The best example of that, I think, was a movie called No Way Out, where they where Kevin Costner's involved in this incredible chase scene, and it goes down into a subway.
Yeah.
And it's not the D.C. Metro. It's a
that
it's
another, bothers me.
It bothers
day.
Me too.
To this day, yeah. It's not the old dusty metro.
No, mm-hmm.
And it's the big arches
and
it's
white. Yeah, and it's L.A. Because
our metro is so,
Die Hard
so too. Beautifully. It was Die Hard 2 another
it was
one. Dulles.
Metro. It was at Dulles. Supposedly Dulles,
and all the phones were Pac Bell.
Mm-hmm.
That bothered me because they were all Pacific phones and Dulles Airport.
You can go crazy actually thinking about that, but
on the other side, Robert and I, we binged watched a season of Fantasy Island a year and a half ago or something because he was into it, and I said, you know what, it's not. It actually holds up better than The Love Boat, but we got to watch.
Can I? I have to stop.
This is so weird.
You binge watched a season of Fantasy Island.
Mm.
He wasn't into it and said, Dad, put on Fantasy Island.
No, he liked it
you
for a while.
You played one for him and he liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like he sought it out, but he did like it. I mean, he was into it for the time. We didn't get up to the one where Roddy McDowell played Satan, which is a shame because that's a really good one. But
Hervé Villechaize, the plane back.
Like, it's so funny because he's a little person, but he dresses just like Mr. Rourke.
Do you have a DVD or something?
Yeah, I have three seasons of Fantasy Island.
But, like, hold on, just slow down, please, because, see, you say this like it's normal.
It is.
You say this like it's normal. You have three seasons of Fantasy Island.
The fourth season
on
is
DVD.
It's not available.
You have three seasons
this
on
was
DVD
an on-demand.
That you have in your home?
Yeah, this is what happened, is I was at Costco some years ago, and I believe it was marked for clearance. Season one of Fantasy Island on DVD was like $7. And I believe my thought was, I can't afford not to buy this. So I got it and I took it home and I watched it and I said, it's pretty good. And I love as the show progresses, Mr. Rourke becomes more mysterious and maybe evil. You don't know. He's definitely a wizard and that's pretty cool. And also, if you think about it, $50,000 for a fantasy, that's pretty cheap. Even when you adjust for inflation. Yeah.
Can I ask you this?
That's, you're the right audience for that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
When
that's incredible.
You say to your son, we're doing a season of Fantasy Island, boy.
Yeah, boy.
What is he? When is this, like, early morning? Is he waking up? Is he cognizant of what he's getting into?
This is an evening after a second cocktail suggestion. How would you like to watch Fantasy Island? Anyway, we
wanders over to his DVD stack. He's like, what are we going
to
watch?
Well, I actually probably would have sent him down to the basement and say, son, it's under F.
Is there any other DVD collection that you're going to sit him down with in the near future? Is there anything else?
What are the throwbacks that are not available probably online?
Oh, like shows that I have the entire run of?
Yes.
Let's see. Arrested Development is still very popular among the kids. Right.
Available online.
And I will never say no to that, but I have it all on DVD. I don't like bouncing around the Netflix sometimes because, you know, it comes, it goes.
It's too modern.
It is very modern.
It's too convenient.
I got Columbo.
Does it not feel the same? Does it not look the same?
Right.
Well, there's nothing to propagate because sometimes
can't put those plastic DVDs in your wooden DVD player when you do that. That's very very.
You have to crank the side. The bad thing
crank
is if
the
you're
sides of it
that's, halfway that's through, like if Nanette Fabre has a fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to take a break.
I don't like navigating online.
Anyway, just 2 seconds is what I was saying is we watched it so much, we began to recognize the back lots that they used to shoot every week. And our thing to yell was, hey, look, the Munsters' house. Because they always use the same street on Universal. Cool. Yeah.
Because it was a cheap show to make.
Of course.
That's the way they do it.
But he was definitely a wizard.
Welcome to Fantasy Island. Rob will be watching it 60 years later. Thank you. We will take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This is great right here. Listen up.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santa.
Yes.
And this is Todd Moore. You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
1-1.
That's right. And we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own. It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
It's very simple.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network. And for the record, we're not banging.
Right.
Appreciate that. Hey, have you gotten your legacy box yet? Time to digitize your lifetime of memories. You can do it. Yeah, all you need is legacy box. You just send in your legacy box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVD. It's like magic. DVDs. Rob will like them like that.
Sure.
That's what it is. Send him the DVDs for his
binge watch
DVD
your player. Marriage.
It would be fantastic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. I love seeing my kids as real kids. Catherine and Elizabeth are so, so cute, and I love seeing the really old stuff from my mom and dad. It's such a beautiful memory, and I look forward to Michael getting old enough where I'll share it with that. It's really beautiful. All the work is done by hand right in the USA. There has never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past. What a wonderful company, Legacy Box. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure we get the review of the reboot of Roseanne. Mm-hmm. And then I want to give everybody a tip for a documentary that I think everybody's going to really, really love. It's The Shandling, documented by Judd Apatow. So it was on last night, right? Roseanne, the premiere of the new Roseanne.
The reboot, yeah. I can actually play you the first 30 seconds of the episode, if you like. You can hear.
It looked, I'll say the trailers just looked a little forced when she, like when they forced her that laugh. Yes.
I had a definite feeling. It felt to me like they were trying to do a Saturday Night Live version of Roseanne. Everybody was so Roseanne-y, but here's the first scene.
Dan?
Daddy!
He has a CPAP mask on.
What happened?
I thought you were dead.
I'm sleeping. Why does everybody else think I'm dead?
You looked happy. I thought maybe you moved on.
They're up. I know it's only been a week, but I just can't get used to Darlene and her kids living in the house. I got no privacy. I can't even make my Maxwell house naked like God intended.
Don't you think the laugh track is a little understated?
Oh, God, they do that. Not bad. I mean, the CPAP would be a good gag.
Well, and also it's an in-joke because he was supposedly dead at the end of the episode.
Yeah, they changed.
I printed out a paragraph.
Oh, that's how they explained it?
Yeah. To explain it, it goes like this. It's an in-joke because when the show originally ended, we found out Dan hadn't been cheating on Roseanne, but he had died of a heart attack. And the whole series was a story that Roseanne Conner told her family in which she changed certain details like Dan's death. But now in the new season, that whole story was part of a book that Roseanne wrote and never released.
That's
a little forced.
Yep.
The idea of I've seen the press and I've seen the trailers for the program. I'm looking at the reviews now online. They're mixed. The first headline that pops out is Roseanne's revival offers more nostalgia than laughs. And that's in line with what Rob told us before the program, where the nostalgia is there. I like to see everybody grown up, right?
You know what's fascinating to me about this, Oscar? Yeah. You hear so many stories about her degree of difficulty to work with her.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how big the suitcase was to get them all to come back, but everybody came back. And for somebody that was supposedly that difficult to work with, it's just kind of like John Goodman's a great example.
He doesn't have to work with her.
No.
John Goodman's still working. He's one of the biggest working actors in Hollywood right now.
I hope he gets a lot of money because he is so nice and such a good guy.
Right.
And he's, frankly, he's above this now, I feel.
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe he's doing it, you know, maybe they're doing it as a favor to the kids.
Right.
Because the kids, except for Becky, who's on The View or whatever, The Talk. Whatever's the afternoon one.
I'd love to get Patton Oswalt's take because he's had a little bit of a feud with Roseanne.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, he considers her to be Satan. And then you've heard the horrible stories about the way she treated certain people. But it sounds to me like the cast members, at least, are kind of coming back to this. And
they even used both Beckys, I read.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing about it is, though, the reboots like this are just difficult, if not impossible, to make successful.
Well, everyone saw Full House do it successfully on Netflix, right?
And then NBC grabbed it and did Will and Grace, and they made a mint on that. They reviewed that for 3 seasons.
So ideally, the cost of rebooting something is because it's got a built-in brand. Is less.
Right.
So you should be able to get this right, especially if you have all the components, if you have the entire cast coming back, including the two Beckys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems forced, and it seems that there's something odd about it and a little bit sad. And I don't know. I just, you know, the ever forward thing, I enjoy that. You know, you won't be revisiting it?
No, I didn't like the show when it was on.
Okay.
That much.
All right. Yeah. So, a lot of people did, but it dovetails into a show that one of my all-time great. We loved it on the Don and Mike show. We talked about it. We obsessed on it. You know, Don referred to my restaurant as Hank's Look Around Cafe. The Larry Sanders Show, when it was on, was so incredibly popular. And there's a great, great documentary on right now called "The Amazing Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling," directed by Judd Apatow. And man, do you get a window into this man's soul.
Is it a Netflix thing?
It's no, it was on HBO.
Oh, it's HBO.
And
it's okay.
It's an HBO
documentary. Is he a good guy or a bad guy in real life?
He's a good guy. He's a good guy who is troubled and came from a troubled background and was incredibly insecure, had a horrible lawsuit with his lifetime business manager that you know, really, really threw him for a loop, changed him, everything.
What happened?
Some health issues
money?
At the end. The crib notes on this, he was in a situation where he felt as though that the business manager was trying to build his own empire and wasn't focusing on Gary Shandling. They had a falling out, and then Gary went scorched earth on the guy and sued him for $100 million.
Oh, my God!
They ended up
settling. What era in his career was this?
It was towards the end of the Larry Sanders show, I believe, this happened. And then he would come back, and here's what the takeaway I had. When you have this many people speak so highly of a person, and I mean everybody in comedy, just one after the other, the analysis of the insecure performing brain, which I was fascinated about because I have a little bit of it. I'm not as brilliant as Gary Shandling. You see these comedians. There's a lot of riffing with Jerry Seinfeld as they're talking together, and you see just how brilliant these guys are. It is not easy to be that kind of funny. It's easy to do our kind of hack funny, to be honest with you. These guys, though,
bunch of hacks.
Are so sharp. They are riffing. There's one point where they're sitting on a bench, and they are riffing about what Americans say when they want to say something. And they just go back and forth. Can I just say this? Let me make this point. I'd like to add one more thing. And it's just Seinfeld, and you look at them
speed
and the way
it,
they do it and the speed, but the, just the brilliance of it.
They're making
wonderful.
A point. They're not just talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Gary Shandling, I don't know if anybody in our audience hasn't seen the Larry Sanders Show. A lot of the younger people that listen to me have not seen it. That is a show that I believe would hold up. I haven't gone back and looked at the old episodes. Rob, you probably did last night. I'm not sure.
I do have it on DVD, just so you know. It does
hold
up.
That's a DVD set that I would want. That is
use news.
I look at it occasionally, and I remember when it first came on HBO, it was a gimmick show because they said, you're going to love it. I said, why? They said, because when he's on TV, it's on videotape. But when he's on backstage, it's on film. So you can tell what's on TV and what isn't. I said, that's a cool gimmick. And that was enough to make me watch it. But then when I saw the acting, the writing, and the characterizations,
brilliant show.
I mean, that's the characters are what makes that show work.
And just a wonderful study. If you're a Gary Shandling fan, must see.
Oh,
you
should
check it out. It's really, really terrific. So that's
I'll check it out.
That's kind of the TV corner.
Thank you.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we will have news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Mailbag. Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob
to me
at MikeOMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Creepy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Some of you know we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018. We want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's what you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Do you smell that, Mike? That's the smell of springtime, and you've got to get your yard ready. And the last thing you want to do is be hauling bags of seed and fertilizer and all that crap from the big box store.
Hauling, Rob. Hauling.
You
don't want to be continent.
You don't want to be hauling that stuff. And when you get it, get all that stuff at Amazon. But when you get it home, you're going to need the Scotts Turf Builder EdgeGuard Mini Broadcast Spreader. It's on sale this week. They'll deliver it right to your door, and it can spread seed, fertilizer, anything you need to have the greenest grass in town.
Spread away. Damn. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the spreader and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. So get clicking.
News.
News. Boo. Martha Stewart in the news.
Oh, she's boxed.
Fascinated still with Martha. Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
She drank wine and played Never Have I Ever with Harper's Bazaar magazine. Oh. Here's what we learned about Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha.
Martha does kiss on the first date.
Yeah, she does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, quote, how else are you going to get to know them fast? Oh, Martha.
She's so busy.
Yeah, she picked up some of that talent in prison.
You harlot. She's also been on multiple dates in a single night. But she says everybody was doing that back in the day. What was the day? What was back in the day? Everybody was going on multiple
dates. Back in the day, and then the stock market crashed. 1929.
1929. Yes, siree. Yes.
This is Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart's going on multiple dates in a night. And then the stock market crashed.
Yeah. The Dow Jones wasn't the only thing that went down.
I'm a little younger than Martha Stewart, but I don't remember the day when you would go on multiple dates in a night. That's just me. Let me see. Martha tried Match.com, but it was a great disappointment. Quote, they just didn't write algorithms for people like me. I'm a complicated date, for God's sake. Ugh. Yes, three.
Her algorithm.
And even though she does a show with Snoop Dogg, they haven't gotten high together because Martha does not smoke weed. Mm. So that's all you need to know about Martha Stewart.
Do you think they've been intimate?
Oh, yes. Regular.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Does she still have her brand the way... I don't go to...
I think it's been tarnished.
No. I remember as a younger man, you'd walk into any Target, and they'd have a bunch of Martha Stewart towels and sheets.
I don't think it's there anymore.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She just... she's complicated. You know, check out my brand new Martha Stewart cookware.
Yeah, boy!
26 years after... Oh, I got to hit this one. I'm obsessed with that way. 26 years after it came out, Wayne's World remains a global influencer. According to a poll by Britain's Automobile Association, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen is the best sing-along car song. Let me give you the top 10. And I'll, you know, you can weigh in whether you agree or disagree.
Please.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. That's number 10.
That's a good one, a good screamer. Yeah.
This one's a little odd for me. Rob will like it. Hey Jude by the Beatles.
The Hook. Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to go with The Hook, but it's not a great sing-along song, no.
Hotel California by the Eagles.
better guitar song than a singing song.
Wonderwall by Oasis.
Boo. Great song. How could you boo that song?
Too recent.
Too recent?
Kidding.
Too recent. That's stupid.
Thanks, Grandpa.
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
No, it's not an. I'm not an anthem guy.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen by ABBA. Group ABBA is Liddy's favorite group.
Yeah, it's good.
Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. That's kind of the red
classic song. Yeah.
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi is number two. And,
that's a good one. Still great. Yeah. Is, Any one. Bar.
Yeah.
Some Shots.
I like Killer Queen by
I do too. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I like Gunpowder Gelatine. That's one of my favorites.
If you if you can sing, it's easier to answer these questions.
It is.
Oscar, do you ever sing in the car?
No,
You're not much of a singer.
I've sang to myself, and I know I can't sing.
Uh-huh.
So it's Mama painful Mia, even Mama to myself.
Mia. I may listen to the Christmas album on the way home.
It was great.
Yes. I thought that was good. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Who knew that standing in a crowd of 10,000 of your closest friends and yelling "Play Freebird" was super good for you? According to a new study, going to concerts is so good for your well-being that it can actually make you live longer. They found that 20 minutes at a concert makes you feel 21% better. How do you get that statistic?
Yeah, you make it up. It's all made up.
Mm-hmm. That's stronger than doing yoga or walking your dog. And that boost is linked to a longer life. Other studies have found that having a high level of well-being can increase your lifespan by 9 years. 9 years, 21%, go to a concert, okay.
Carrie's going to live forever.
That's exciting.
Damn it.
She goes to a lot of them. Cash isn't quite dead yet, but it's definitely on the way out. The majority of Americans don't carry cash anymore. Only 41% of people say they always have cash on them. 25% say they never do. The rest have cash sometimes, but it's not a big priority. The survey also found when people do have cash, they only carry around $25, which means they're still going to use a credit card for anything significant. Oscar, do you carry cash around?
I don't unless I have to. And now, with the advent of Venmo, I can just send you money through my phone.
I carry cash because I play a golf game where there's always cash changing hands, so I always have to have cash.
And you don't trust the government.
And remember, you wrote on Elvis Presley's Graceland Wall that you were naked without cash.
I'm naked without cash, and Rob Spiewak, continuing on the whole retro theme, Rob carries beaver pelts.
I do.
That he trades with the
Native Americans.
You're silly.
I carry cash, but they're larger bills. Because they're from the 1800s.
They're Confederate. They're Confederate. And it's Confederate money.
The reason is my bakery doesn't take credit.
That's exactly right. That's it. Yes. Got to get up at 3 o'clock to get the fresh rolls. The Department of Education recently released new data from 2015 that wasn't available until now. There's been a pretty huge drop in bullying since a similar survey they did in 2007. Back then, 32% of kids between 12 and 18 said they'd been bullied or were currently being bullied. And by 2015, that number had fallen to 21%. That is good news.
Yeah.
So in less than 10 years, you know, major campaigns, if anybody's ever had school-age
bullying
kids.
Bullying benches, like all
major,
this.
Major things.
I think a little over the top. Sometimes you got to get a little adversity in your life to build character.
You know, the older you get, you're going to be turning 40. Perhaps that's your cause celeb. You can bring back bullying to our school.
Yeah, hang out in a park.
Responsible bullying.
This is how you roll that kid, son.
That's right.
Take his lunch money.
I just see you, you know, with like one of those blue suits you wear, you know, looking in the camera. I'm Oscar Santana, and my soul is full of gadgets. That would be interesting. Just over 4% of kids say they're bullied at school now, down from 7% in 2007. 7% say they've been called a hateful word, down from 10%. In this show, that's up to 73%.
I just saw a video on Facebook of Oscar outside of Glover Park Elementary, and he's yelling, "Give me your lunch money, fatso."
I'm not going to do the bullying. I will instruct others how.
Oh, okay.
Toughen him up.
He's turned it into a business.
And number three, kids are more likely to tell an adult if they're being bullied. 43% compared to 30% in 2007. There you have it, bullies.
Thank you, bully.
You bunch of bullies.
Bully.
And now,
bully.
And now you have a little something. 54-year-old LaDonna Hewitt was at a park in Mansfield, Ohio on Saturday, and she'd been drinking. Of course she had. Which wouldn't be a news you may not need if she had. There was an event going on where kids and parents could take pictures with the Easter Bunny. So, of course, LaDonna wanted in on the action. And while she was posing for the photo, she made some lewd comments. Oh. Yes, she sexually harassed the Easter Bunny.
LaDonna.
Then when she was done, she walked off and and jumped on a carousel.
What?
It's not clear what the lewd comments were, but someone told a cop about it. They noticed she was drunk, but they let her go. She said some sexy stuff to the Easter Bunny. So if you, yeah, well, you know, I did a little digging.
Good.
Called the location and found out, you know, what did she say that was so bad to the Easter Bunny when she was drunk? And I have several of them here.
Oh, you have the items? Yes.
I hold in my hand these comments that LaDonna made to the
Easter
Bunny.
So what you're saying, David, is that yes, there were comments made right and you have them written down on a piece of paper.
Let me see. One, two, let me see. Three, four. I have five.
Five items. Quite a lot of digging, David.
Yes, the top five list of things that LaDonna said. Number five.
Yes.
Hop on this.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Pony. Number four. Is that a Cadbury cream egg in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me? Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. Number three, come over here and let me see if your tail is really made of cotton.
Oh, no.
And number four, want to find my Easter eggs?
Oh.
And ladies and gentlemen, oh, I guess I'll do the whole thing. And the number five thing LaDonna said to the Easter Bunny, let's do it like rabbits. There we go. Out of here. Thank you. We'll come back with the audio vault. And that's with a bad chest cold that I wrote those.
Still killed.
Nice. Pat my back of my head. Good job. Good job. We'll be right back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Where you
volunteer. Fantastic.
Exciting.
New.
Does twice the work at half the time.
It's Ponyboy 3000.
If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes,
no, he
moves at the speed
of sound.
The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
And on the third day, they rolled back the stone, and he had risen.
But the bonus show price remains the same.
Hmm.
No Easter basket is complete without a TMOS bonus show subscription. Yes, friends, one simple click at the TMOS website and you're all set. And that's a crucifact, not crucifixion. Did you do this one yesterday?
I've been adding and taking away all week.
A perfect gift for a rabbit TMOS fan. They won't be cross, they'll be hoppy. Thou shall not pass over this great deal. If you do, you'll be plagued by guilt, and I don't want to hear a peep out of you. Just hop on down the bunny trail and click the gift bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. You can send the gift certificate to yourself so you can give it in person, or send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right now, along with their Reese's peanut butter eggs and black jelly beans. Yum. They'll get all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. So please, don't be a basket case. Quit sucking and start giving the bonus show, MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you very much.
Very detailed.
The thing. Go ahead, Rob.
Thank you very much.
I'm out of gas after.
The audio vault.
Okay, we're going to do this here. It's great. You know, we are in the communications business, and I love when two great minds come together and talk. And that's what happened with Ronda Rousey and Mike Golick. When Mike Golick was asking her about the future of her in fighting, I really think this is a genuine misunderstanding, and I think it's based on stupidity. Watch how this questioning went down.
Let's go back and start with when you knew from the MMA, when you were done there, when you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore.
I never said that.
Ah, so there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
There's a possibility that I can go back in time. That's your question to me.
Go back in time and fight. Go back in the octagon.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
No. Would you fight again?
I don't know.
But you know what? To be clear,
she's being t-ty. I'll say it.
There's no problem.
God. Wow. Look.
God, mister, never met a crappy radio personality he didn't like. Oh, my God. That was the dumbest setup for a question I've ever heard. Would you go back in time? No.
He didn't formulate
the question correctly.
We can't all be perfect all the time. Right?
It's so obvious that he meant like in time, eventually. But would you go back into the ring? She doesn't mean to. But she's saying,
and
I don't have the ability to
If you're
travel.
An MMA fan, you know that she's essentially retired. And I said it essentially. She has said that she won't fight again because she's got a blockbuster Hollywood career. And the idea that he would ask if she would ever fight again is not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, but that, you know what? I guess my desire is that he just would have said that.
Yes.
Will you ever fight again? That, yeah. All of that could
and
have been.
You and I agree on that. But
because what it is these guys that do this, they have to fill so much time with that one subject that is not. I feel this way not only about sports talk radio. I feel about the analysis that's given to particularly the NFL, but now all sports where you just
politics. It's the same thing over and over again.
It's it. You know what? Politics the same way. That's
I watched CNN for 4 hours yesterday. I said enough. You're on the background, and it's the same thing.
Are you gonna ever fight again? That's what you would ask Ronda. And
but
and
she
by
can't
the way,
travel in time. This much we know.
Ronda Rousey got her ass kicked by Holly Holm and is still angry about it.
Yeah,
and because you she came up against a far vastly superior athlete, and in the Gary Shandling documentary, the statement is made: you can't fake it in the boxing ring, and you can't. You can't fake it in the boxing ring. It can't really be done. Colin McGregor found that way, found that out against Mayweather. The fact, I'm not going to say the fact is, I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it. No.
So you can't fake it. She was not anywhere close to the
she
level
wasn't prepared for that fight. She was making movies. Still,
she's angry about it.
And she's angry about it. And then she was not a, look. If
she
you're a guest on a show,
all attitude. I just would have used the C word.
All attitude.
An ugly word.
She had attitude. And that can offended? Get you. Muhammad Ali had attitude,
yeah,
by the way.
He did.
Yeah, but he was winning.
But he backed it up with an amazing ability. That's what it is. I just think when you get these guys, can you tell me if you could take a trip back, if you could get on a Disney cruise and go back to the Magic Village and do that? Rhonda, would you?
The
and
broadcasting was not what it should have been.
No. Not stellar, but she was giving him a hard time. I've had people do that to me. It's not a comfortable.
Well, if you want to talk
my
about.
My God, hold on. What? Guys, hold on. We got a guy waiting 15 minutes.
Okay.
19 minutes. I'm sorry. 19 minutes to talk to us. Jeff from Frederick, you've been waiting for 19 minutes.
It's great to talk to you guys. It's such a pleasure. I've been listening for 20 plus years.
Thank you.
And just quickly, nobody said time machine. Somebody should have said time machine.
You're right.
But Mike, just real quick, just briefly, I grew up in the Annapolis, Severna Park area.
Yes.
And my mom and dad would drive us down Route 2 to Route 50 to the Whitehall Inn, because that was my mom's way of teaching us how to act like grown-ups. She wanted to make sure that when we were out in public, that we would behave and that we would be polite little children. And I grew up, man, eating those frickin' fruit fritters.
That's worth 20 minutes waiting, my friend. That is great, Jeff. Thank you very much for
love
calling in.
Thank you.
That's
you.
Awesome. That was worth it. I just had a hunch that would be worth it. That was terrific.
You talk about people that are at the top of their game, I think we really need to congratulate a guy by the name of Luke Bryan, who just got his 20th number one single on the country music charts, and he's powerful excited.
When I moved to town and you dream of one number one, and here I am knocking on the door of 20, and I look back and you never think about how many albums you're selling and how many people are streaming your music and buying your music and how many tickets you're selling. I mean, you're just out there. I'm just out there doing what I do, having fun. And then every now and then somebody walks up and goes, hey, you know, you're about to have your 20th number one. And I'm like, it really puts things into perspective.
Who does it put it in perspective for?
Calm down.
Why are you so mad?
Rob Spiewak hates country artists.
He hates cowboy hats.
He hates rodeo. He hates all people from the South. He is a licorice hat guy. He wears a black licorice hat. Rob can't. I don't know.
Why don't you like him? It's really
because
weird.
I don't like him on Idol. I think he's a problem with Idol this year.
Well, he's the weakest link on.
I think last week it was me, but I think, you know, with Rob with his country guys and Oscar with these former MMA stars, you both have to go to anger management.
Well, women.
I think you really have to do that.
I love women. I married one.
Mike, who's your favorite Mookie?
Mookie Betts.
Yeah, he's currently right field for the Red Sox.
Yes, Boston Red Sox.
And
yes.
They had him mic'd up and were interviewing him during a MLB game yesterday. I guess they're in the
exhibition
game.
Probably the Cubs game.
Yeah,
I think it was a Cubs game yesterday.
And so he actually, you wonder what goes through an outfielder's mind when he can't make a catch, mm-hmm. right? Well, this is in the middle of an interview. One goes over his head. I think you're going to like this. You're going to hear him running, and you're going to hear his chains bouncing around while he's trying to make this catch.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Are they talking to him while he's in the field?
Yes. They've got him mic'd up.
Or are they just mic'ing him?
No, they're talking. They're interviewing him during the game.
Like he's having a conversation while he's cut. That's a little dangerous, I would think.
I would think. But I think with exhibition baseball, they sort of bend the rules.
They can chill on it. All right.
You didn't just drop the mic and walk off knowing that this is a strike and I'm done.
I wanted to, but because, yeah, I mean, it's etiquette, you know, right. Bowling etiquette. You can't. Yeah.
Uh-oh. There you go.
I ain't getting this one, boys.
And he did not get that one.
Mookie Betts might be my favorite Boston Red Sox player. He's so
funny to hear, though.
Isn't
he's
it?
So clutch. And
great
this
audio.
Guy, little guy came up through the ranks and came up through the farm system. And that's
I'm not getting this one.
Can you play that again? I want to hear that. Yeah. That is very, very cool.
You didn't
cool.
just drop the mic and walk off knowing that this is a strike and I'm done.
I wanted to, but because, yeah, I mean, it's etiquette, you know, right. Bowling etiquette. You can't. Yeah.
Uh-oh. There you go.
I ain't getting this one, boys.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
What a cool moment that is. Thank you. That's terrific.
And today we close with a history lesson. I think you will appreciate this. I like to better the minds of our listeners. The Aztec civilization was very advanced, and they had something called the Aztec death whistle, which was an actual whistle that they used in battle and human sacrifice. And they found one, and they were able to recreate the sounds that the Aztecs would make when they were in battle and human sacrifice. And frankly, I find it soothing. I think this would be wonderful on the White Noise app. Ooh, I can send this to Todd Moore.
Aztec Central America.
This is the Aztec. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. The Aztec death whistle.
This is terrible. Teacher, dog, Jesus Christ.
So there's that.
What the hell is that? What?
It's a whistle.
That makes like that noise?
A hand-carved whistle that I think they use some sort of throat action while they blow it, but this was used to upset and throw their opponents off, and I think it probably would work.
Terrifying.
And also, Mike, just so you know, that's the sound you would hear after Martha's third date.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
For some reason, I'm just thinking, was it wipes number one or number two? I don't know. Anyway, that's horrible.
My, that is not. How dare you, Pony? Why do you say things like that?
We're all saying terrible things.
Horrible.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
I don't want it to ever lose the freakiness.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.